Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Through the Abyss podcast. I'm your co-host, Mandy.
I'm Christina.
Ben, wake up.
I'm trying to log into
your
Zoom.
Other co-host,
I don't know
Ben.
What's wrong.
Oh, boy.
I'm like in, but it says I need to sign in the corner and it bothers me.
Don't worry about it. That's going to screw it up. Don't do it.
Wait, I just did it.
Put a piece of tape over it.
Okay, I'm signed in. And I am your co-host, Ben.
Cool. And this is our grand finale of Too Hot to Handle, the Netflix series, which is just ridiculous, but I was addicted to it.
It's fucking good, bro.
And spoiler alert, we're going to tell you who wins. So if you haven't watched it, maybe come back later and listen, because we're going to spill the tea.
We're going to spill the tea. And other spoiler alert, these people are sexy.
Which is the only reason they got on the show.
It's kind of a premise of the show, yeah.
Well, and not all of them, by the way.
Yeah. So, a lot happens, right? What do you guys want to do? You want to just go straight down the list of these people again? Or
this is like, what, episode 8 to 10 or something?
Yeah.
There's so much.
Let's start with just the fucking douchebags, right? So the purpose of the show, right? We got Lana, and she wants people to actually like form these relationships that are actually based on things more than just physical. And these are like young kids who are not looking to do that, a lot of them, right? And we got Isaac and Hannah, right? So that's where I'm going with this. We got Isaac and Hannah. And if you've watched Too Hot to Handle, a lot of times, Lana will eventually boot people out if they're not doing the right things. Isaac, we had discussed earlier, like Mandy had said multiple times, how boring him and Courtney were, right? Like, they seem like the perfect couple. They got nothing going on. So it's like, fuck, man, these people, they're cute, but they're just boring. They're not doing anything. And then he leaves her for, I'm not going to remember her name, the Latina. What's her name? Anybody?
Yasmin.
Yeah, so leaves for Yasmin, and then he's like, because she's my total type, and we're like, Isaac sucks, he shouldn't have dicked over Courtney, but he has said multiple times that Latina is his type, and so he goes for Yasmin, but oh, surprise, Hannah, the big titty hooker, sorry, Hannah, she comes at him like a nightmare, right? She ain't holding back. She's like, I want this man, I'm going to get this man. And sure enough, like we've said, like you guys are like, she's not that pretty. I agree with you. She's plastic from like the neck down until you get to that booty is gold. And I think that was enough to win over poor Isaac, who did say he was a butt man. That's why he was with Courtney to begin with. Courtney has a nice ass. But the whole point of that is they're all sitting in the area, right, where Lana goes over what's going to happen. And shocker, Lana decides to kick out Isaac and Hannah. Is that justified? Where are we with that?
I think it's about damn time. They should have been gone like episode 4.
Right.
I think switching beds like once, or pretty much just once, is enough. Like, you have to know what you're getting in bed with. And Isaac saw how Hannah was, and Hannah saw how Isaac was, and that's when they were just like, I don't give a fuck. Right. I'm just going to go for it. So,
right. And I think at one point Isaac says, I don't even care, I just want to bang her. And he says after they get kicked out, right, he's good. That's the first thing he's taken care of outside of the resort.
Yeah, he's a douche.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I'm sure he hit that. I'm sure that actually, that didn't look like a goal that was hard to accomplish for him.
Oh, yeah. It was like probably like 5 minutes after camera stopped rolling.
Yeah, it was in the car ride to the hotel. They didn't wait. All right. So that said, this is where I want to get controversial with you guys, because you guys love Dre. And Mandy knows this is coming because I kind of set it up. Like, I totally had a falling out with Dre. And it's for the same reason of like Isaac and Hannah being kicked off. The point of the show is that you learn to develop better relationships. And these people all start the show as these superficial people that only want people for the bodies. Now, this is where I talk about Dre. Dre did a lot of things wrong at the end. Number one, he at no point even like is in a relationship. So he's not there for the premise of the show. He hasn't developed relationship wise at all. At the end, he kind of messes around with, oh, she's got a weird, her name's normal, but
Kristen, or Lynn, no, it's Lindsay.
Lindsay,
Yeah, but she
the
just
famous,
spells it different. Yeah. Yeah.
right? So he makes out with Lindsay, but then, shocker, he's like, I'm not even attracted to Lindsay and I'm not trying to be that guy anymore. So he disses Lindsay and like hurts her. And it's like, what
Yeah,
the
but then
fuck,
they have that
Chris?
workshop and he kind of opens
Right.
up and apologizes and blah, blah, blah.
Right. But is the fact that the show is all about developing these stronger relationships, and Dre has no relationships the entire
Yeah, but
show,
none of the
and
girls
then
liked him, so it's not really his fault.
he's not really
Well,
trying
no, I
to.
think Lindsay started to like him a
I
little
think
bit.
Lindsay liked him for sure.
Lindsay did,
Yeah,
but she was
because,
the only one. Right.
right, but
Maybe
it's
not
like
sexually, but like more on a,
friend
I don't know,
level.
we can talk well. You
Right.
know.
They at least he at least had a shot, and it's like, why is he not into Lindsay? Why, like, what's like, is he too good for her? Like, because if I looked at both of them, I'd be like, she could do better.
Well, she probably just wasn't intellectual enough for him. He seems like he may be like a more of a deep thinker, whereas she's not.
Yeah. Well, my whole point though is just that Dre does not deserve to win the show. And he doesn't. So, spoiler alert, people, Dre does not win the show. But I'm good with that. But the person that
What?
wins the show,
No,
maybe
no,
that,
no, no.
let's
Don't
not
even
go
go
there
there
yet.
yet.
Don't go there
Yeah,
yet.
just chill.
Okay, we're gonna
Calm
chill.
down. That is like
So
the most
instead of going
anger I've
there, let's
seen.
take a left turn and talk about Luis grabbing Lindsay's boobies and how quickly Christine forgives that. Is that right?
It wasn't
I
quick, I
don't
don't think.
understand. I think that Christine was trying to win the money, and by like forgiving him for doing something stupid, it showed that she had grown.
Yeah.
But I also think that like there's no way that they're still together, which I'm looking up right now.
Yeah.
So
The only one I looked
I
up
don't
was
think
the
any of them
winner.
are. What?
Yeah, they were not. Or she, she and he were not.
Although
So.
Louis kind of surprised me though, when him and Alex were given that choice. They
Oh
could
yeah.
either.
So let's talk about the choice. That's another major twist. So Alex, who is with Elise, and she is like, they're like totally like all about each other. All of a sudden, he starts to like get cold feet out of nowhere, and then
Typical
Louis,
man.
right? And Louis had just touched the boobies,
Yeah.
right? So Lana is like, I'm gonna see what these people really fucking want, and she sends them out to, not on dates, but like. She says she'll give them $25,000 a piece
To
to just
walk
leave their
away.
people, to just walk away. And at this point, Alex is really like, he wants to be like a world traveler, and he's really like not seeming to want to be in a relationship. So I think we all thought that was going to happen. Right?
Yeah, I wasn't like an Alex at that point.
Yeah.
I
I
still love
don't
him, though.
know. I feel like Alex was getting cold feet because Elise kept up with the cold feet, but she was trying to open up, but then he was kind of like, well, maybe it's my turn to kind of shut down because now I'm starting to get stronger feelings. So I don't know.
Yeah, I
But I
think he's just
mean,
being a weenie.
well, yeah. That too.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she opened up hella good by the end of it. I mean, I could be wrong. And we're only seeing snippets, right? We don't see all of their time.
We
Like,
see the
they might
edited
be,
versions.
right? We might see like the five times that she opened up to him, and the rest of the time, she's not even standing by him. She's off with the girls. He's like, fuck that guy. I don't know, right? And maybe to his defense, maybe Dre's out there trying to mack on everybody. I just never saw it, right? It's behind the scenes. I don't know.
You
But
never
that's the
know.
thing. That was like my thing with Dre is like you're supposed to be developing relationships. I don't feel like you're even flirting with women. And they're the same
No.
ones.
Yeah. No, I think that he was content sleeping with what's his face? Hunter or not? What was his name?
It was
Not
Hunter, right?
Hunter. What?
Hunter. Let's talk
Right. Yeah.
about Hunter and Trey. Hunter and Trey, after the beginning, when Hunter's kind of with Hannah for a minute, like Hunter and Trey tries to get with Christine. That didn't work out. They just kind of are there,
They
right?
had a
Like,
bromance.
right. They don't do any like you don't see them talking to girls. You don't
Yeah,
hear
the
about
last
them
few
being
episodes are just
pretty.
like, yeah, they're just sleeping with each other and
They're just
going through their
there. They know,
day.
but I'm good with them being there because unlike Dre had a chance to win this show. Those dudes are just like, they're not gonna win. They're just like background noise at this point. They're just fucking there.
True.
Right, because like we said last time, who didn't we mention? Do you remember his name?
Trey. Yeah.
Trey.
It, here's
Trey Dre.
my argument about the show. This is a thing I have against the show for Trey. Trey came in late. He wanted to be with Christine. Christine was already pretty much wifed up. They never put in anyone else that Trey could have been with. He didn't really have a chance.
Yeah, but what about Megan? Megan was sitting pretty single. Like, I mean,
But
there
Megan and
were
Hunter were there the whole time.
opportunities, huh?
Megan and Hunter were there the whole time. Are you saying she could have gotten with Hunter or with
Oh,
Trey?
like, yeah.
Yeah,
I
and I think she
mean,
kind of was trying, but they really didn't show that develop. So I was.
I think they
he
gave
got
up on
in
Megan
there
after
at
Alex chose
four,
Elise.
right?
Yeah, and then Hunter, like after Christine, or I'm sorry, after Hannah was done with him, he really was done too. He didn't. You don't see him talk to another woman again.
I'm
And
trying to
Megan's
think
hot.
those
Why are they not
deflated.
all trying to hit on Megan? I don't understand why. I'm with Megan because she's like, why am I always second best? I'm like, I don't know, Megan. I don't get it.
Megan, I can give you Ben's information. He would
Ha!
like to take you out on a date.
I'm sure Megan's probably 20 years younger than me and not interested, but whatever.
Yes, for the first part, but you never know for the second part. As long as you don't, wait a minute, is there anyone else that you like better on this show than Megan?
Better on the show than Megan.
Yeah.
I mean, not as like a human being, because even like Elise, who you guys love, I'm like, just the fact that she liked Hunter shows me that she's like hella superficial. I'm in the Bay
Well,
Area,
they thought that they were
Florida,
on a
so hella chilled
show.
out.
They thought that they were on a show like Love Island, where you're gonna be superficial. But then, like, as soon as she figured out that that's not the show, she went for something that was gonna be more meaningful with Alex.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, they stayed together for about 6 months after the show.
Okay, so I see what
And
you're saying. So let's play devil's advocate here. Christine
okay.
is saying, Mandy, so I need your support here, that whether or not you're on a television show depicts whether or not you are deep in a relationship.
That is not what I was saying.
I'm saying, look, if they thought they were just on this show to hook up, you could still be like, but you know what? I kind of want a relationship. I'm going to be a deeper human.
So Elise thought that Alex was hot at the very beginning and actually said that she would share a bed with him, right? At the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
And then she got into the hot tub with, I believe, Megan. And then Hunter was like, "Hey, Megan, can you peace out? I want to talk to Elise." And then they started talking, but like Hunter just went in for like what Elise wanted at the time, which was superficial and just sexual. And that's why Elise picked Hunter at first and then went out
Well,
on a date with him and was like, "Peace out because you have nothing in between your ears." So
that's, oh my God, that was
God, can we talk
embarrassing.
about, I know we already talked about it, but that date again. Oh my
Was
God.
awful.
That dude, he's been with her at this point for like days. Like they know each other more than just like we bumped into each other at the grocery store. He can't formulate a sentence that's meaningful to this woman. It's like crazy.
I would have
Right.
got up and left.
I had to
Same.
mentally leave
That
because I
was
was
sad.
embarrassed for him.
What?
I said I had to mentally leave at that point because I was embarrassed for him. Like it was painful to
Yeah,
watch as another human
it's a
being, just
lot.
like, man, this is a struggle.
Was
And
a
you can tell, like,
lot.
she is like looking around, like, is someone coming to save me? And then she, of
I
course,
felt
asked
bad
for
for
Alex,
her.
and he does.
Was awful.
Yeah, worst of the worst.
But back to the choices, I'm still proud of both Louie and Alex because they both chose to stay, which means they forfeited the prize money. That was also in one of the catches, too.
Well, they thought they were forfeiting the prize money.
Well,
After they
yeah.
make the choice, Lana does say that they are now eligible for the prize money. However, neither of them win the prize money. Are we there yet? Can we talk about who wins the prize money?
Don't know. How about you, Mandy? Are we there yet? Like, I mean, I know that this was a short amount of time, so.
Yeah, these were a shorter amount of episodes. Yeah,
this was
but
only
I have so much to say
four.
About the prize money and what happens with the prize money and what I think could have happened with the prize money. Oh, Lord. Well, let's say this to begin with. And we discussed this a little bit last episode. So the way that Too Hot to Handle gives out the prize money varies. There have been times where, like, somebody wins, but they have the choice and they split with the whole group. There have been times where a couple wins the money, kind of like they do in Love Island. There have been times when an individual wins. So I will say this, to this episode or this year, an individual wins the money. But they're not selfish and they're not greedy and they do some special things with the money. I just don't know that those choices were good.
They were not good.
Okay, see, yeah. I disagree. I thought the choices were perfect. I liked both of them.
See, I think we got to get into it. I think
okay,
we gotta go.
Elise and Trey were the top two
yes.
contenders for the prize money.
Elise and Dre, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said Trey at first, yeah. Trey again, like he's
no,
background
Trey,
noise.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
like,
who's Trey?
Poor Trey.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, Elise did grow. You got to give her that.
Yes.
She grew, and like I said, like I got no issues with her. It like
oh no,
Dre
yeah.
not winning because Dre and okay, so I kind of slipped it there anyways. Like Elise wins, but like Dre didn't do anything to develop relationships.
But he
okay,
worked
cool.
On
last minute at the end, he at last minute at the end, he decides he's not gonna fuck over Lindsay. Great, you've really evolved as a human. Nice, right?
Yeah, but that may
right.
have been a huge step for him.
Yeah.
It might have been. All right. So,
well, yeah, wait a minute. A huge step right then and there trying to win the money. Like, I feel like they all were kind of.
They all
like,
wanted to win the money.
All right. I know what I need to do to get this money,
right.
Especially Andre, Dre, whatever you want to call
right.
him.
He was
but
trying
he,
to.
But he knew. He knew how to play Lana 100%, and he did it. And that's
yeah.
how he became
he was like,
one of the
he was
finals.
Like the show favorite from the beginning because of the way he played Lana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have all these siblings. And then, but he also played the whole entire cast, if you think about it, because it's like everybody loved him.
He was the money detective.
Dude. Yes. Right. Like he, so I mean, it was just, he manipulated the whole entire season.
I agree. And you can tell that because he was Detective Dre. He was all about the money and he wasn't going to do anything that wasn't what Lana wanted. However, when he does his kissing with Lindsay, then I think we all were on his side because we're like, oh, cool. He found someone he likes. And then he's like, I don't even like this chick. So it was completely against everything he'd been saying the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
He randomly just kissed this chick for no fucking reason.
Right.
Yeah, but if you were in his situation, you'd do the same thing.
If I was in his situation, I actually would have given her a chance. I thought she was a pretty girl, and she didn't seem stupid to me. And, like, I would have tried to figure out she was as a human.
She yeah, maybe they shouldn't have that
stupid.
Chemistry.
She didn't seem stupid.
I mean, I don't know who he's used to getting, but, like, again, if she's not his chemistry, I don't know what he's looking for.
A stripper?
She's not hard to look at.
Yeah. Did you not hear what he's? He's looking
oh,
for strippers? A stripper.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah. He's gonna let it rain. All right. So let's talk about the. Oh man, I don't even know how to approach it because okay. So, Elise, we have to just say it right. Elise gives half her money to Dre. But my first thought before we go into in the strippers, whatever the fuck Dre's talking about, crazy. Anyways, is. So my first thought was, Alex just gave up $25,000 to just be in a relationship with you. Is he playing the game? Probably, maybe. But if he's not, why wouldn't you split the money with this guy who just forfeited $25,000 just to be with you? And he thought he couldn't be playing the game because they really thought they had no access to the prize money. This dude gave up, what was the prize fund at that point? It was $100,000. He gave up the chance to win $100,000 and gave up $25,000 guaranteed to be with you, and you're going to give money to another? That's dick. She dicked him over. Alice.
No, because, well, hold
I don't
on.
Agree with that.
No, I don't agree because they're in a couple, right, Mandy? Like, at this point, Like, she was trying to do what she thought was right. And I mean, Dre's been crying about, I have 9 million family members, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah. So she
I
was
think she
trying,
made the
she
right
was being
choice.
sweet. Yeah, me too.
Damn, you guys are so wrong, but I can't get it in your heads.
No,
Just
because I
because he
mean,
gave up money for her doesn't
right.
mean she owes him anything. She's already given him her
I
heart,
don't think she
so.
owes him. I think that that would have been my first thought is, oh my God, you did this thing because you actually care about me. Take some of this money.
So maybe she
You
just
know what,
buys him
Love
plane
Island?
tickets
Maybe
to
I'm
come
just
see
too used
him.
to Love Island. Love Island, the way they do it at the end, is a couple wins, and one of them, they hand out two envelopes. One has the prize money, one you get nothing. And you get to choose either the money or you split it and stay in your couple. And they always give the money to the other person in a couple because they're actually a couple by that point. It's like you don't win that show by fucking around. This show, it's like I'm just expecting her to split it with her dude who just sacrificed a lot of shit just to be with her. And she doesn't even give him two thoughts.
He didn't
They didn't even think that
sacrifice
they were
anything.
coming
He
into a
gave up money.
show. Yeah. What
And
was
he was
that
being a
movie?
dick up until that moment because it took him way too long to decide.
They were good the whole show. He was being a dick for like one episode. It's probably like 6 hours. 6 hours of dickness.
See,
And you
we love
guys,
that's enough for
Alex,
me.
let me remind you
Right.
that you guys were in love with this man for an
We do
entire day.
love him,
And
I still
he
love
did not
him.
deserve the money.
Right.
But give it to Dre, who was lying to everybody. And the first thing he says he's going to do with it now to talk about what Christina was saying with the ring. Like he's talking about, oh, my family needs this and that. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take these money to the strip club. Come on now, player. That dude's a joke.
I don't think he was going to spend the whole thing at the strip club. I think he would legitimately go home and help his family.
I would
I don't
hope.
know.
I'm trying to find
I
something.
say,
That's why I
look it
can't
up.
figure.
I bet online it says
I'll
Dre
work
did not have a
on it.
family. Dre
Yeah.
got hella strippers.
But Alex and Elise did break up because the distance was
Six
too
months
much.
after. What was the reasoning?
The distance was too much.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of them
He's in London,
travels a
she's in
lot,
Switzerland. Yeah,
Yeah,
huh?
Alex travels a lot, but then Elise said she did too, and that she was willing to travel together. And that seemed to make Alex a little happier, but for the show, happier. In his eyes, I could see he was like, well, I like to travel alone because I got a woman in every continent.
Yeah.
Right? He's not trying to go pick up ladies with his girlfriend. Come on now. Unless she's into
Yeah,
that, then
I
she
kind
probably
of got
would have
that
done it.
vibe too.
Right? Yeah. The thing was, the part that was the
Ooh,
saddest
what
for
is
me about
that?
Elise and Alex. Oh,
What?
bring it, Christina. Your face has too much. I'll say that sentence another time. What do you got?
Hot to Handle, season 5. Fans accuse Dre Woodard of being manipulative
Yes.
and exaggerating financial struggles for prize money.
Absolutely. I'm with it.
Wow. Yeah.
With it.
Well,
Dre
you
was.
know what? It's no different than Big Brother. You manipulate people to win. So
Right.
it's a show. They all knew what they were in for.
Yeah,
I
but
just I was looking to see what he actually ended up spending the money on.
and I don't even mind him doing a strategy to try to win. I think all of them did that to an extent. I just feel bad for Elise, who gave him half of her money for no reason to
Yeah, I
that dude.
agree. But you
So
also have to think, and I'm thinking about that. So he's giving him 50,000, but she's in a relationship with Alex and she got 50,000. So I'm assuming that she probably was like, well, we'll probably spend this money seeing each other. So you're
yeah.
actually getting money,
Right.
Alex.
And that's
Ben.
that, well, okay, that's fair, but keep the whole 100,000. You could have stayed together longer than 6 months. The distance would have been less.
Not necessarily, because they
The
both have
more
to
money you
work.
have, the smaller the
Hey.
distance.
I mean, do you not
Ben, come
work
to
then?
reality.
These people don't work after this show. They all get famous. They're Instagram stars at this point.
That doesn't mean they're
Don't
making
work
bank
again.
yet.
All right, let's see here. Let's see
At least
who's
doesn't have
famous on
no followers. A
Instagram.
plumber or some shit? Come on now.
Let's see who is famous on the Instagram. All right,
Look up Alex.
so
I bet you he has minimum of 200,000 followers.
okay, so we
What was
got
his last name?
Alex Snell.
What is it? Bladell.
Snell. Snell. Yeah, he has 76.2K. So You're wrong. Oh God. Mandy, you might want to get on this.
76.2.
Oh, I already followed him.
Pictures. He looks like Gavin Rossdale in that picture, which is odd because he doesn't in real life.
He's yummy.
Well, he and really
Elise
likes
has 170,000.
Well, she's a woman. Oh, automatically yeah. More. But she's beautiful too. I mean, okay. I guarantee you that equates to money.
Wait a minute. What? So Dre's name is Shadre. Dre.
Shadre. Oh, it's not Andre. So all the Andres were just lies.
Yes.
Didn't it say Andre on the when he walked in? I swear it did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Shadre.
It did say Andre, I thought.
Oh, and he's only got like 52. See, I don't follow people that I think are cringy, and he is too cringy for me.
He's definitely
follow,
cringy. So. And I think that the whole, like, what you were saying about the fans believing that he was being manipulative and all that, like, equated to him not having a lot of followers. Although, 50,000, if I had 50,000 followers, I would think I was king of the world. So I don't know how I'm
saying
that's
not.
I would
be happy with
mine.
That.
I want to know about our girl Christine.
Christine's got to have a lot because she was. I bet she has the most. Well, at least one. Elise probably has the most, but after Elise.
Yeah, she's got 229K.
Damn.
Christine does.
I mean, but she's like model esque. Like, I bet she had a lot of those before the show.
I gotta check out Megan.
And Hannah. I just want to see how many naked pictures Hannah
Hannah's
has
probably
there,
got a lot, but this is because Hannah probably
Hannah's the new Britney naked. Spears.
Yeah.
She's probably half naked and all of that shit. So like a lot. Like you're gonna see butt cheeks and stuff on Hannah's. So any guys looking to see butt cheeks, go to Hannah's. And if they're good enough, send them to Through the Abyss.
I don't even think Megan has one.
Oh, she's 22. She has to have social media.
Well, like, I just looked up Megan Thompson. And
maybe.
And it, like, comes up and it's like, no.
Too hot to handle. Throw too hot to handle on it.
Too hot to handle. All right. Nope. Not finding anything.
Maybe, you know, if it's possible that she got overwhelmed or maybe there was negative stuff coming from people and she just wanted to get out. That shit happens, right? So.
Oh, okay. So Hannah's got a whopping 400,000.
That's what I'm saying, because she's half naked in all those pictures, right? I bet.
Oh, yeah. She's got her boobs showing.
Give me a barf bag.
Like I said, like Hannah, like I don't care about her boobs, but her butt is gold. Like you could like polish it.
I don't want to hear what you could do with her butt.
Yeah,
okay.
That's disgusting. Put it up in a museum.
No, she ain't all that. My God,
this is the too hot to handle museum. Here's Hannah's butt.
Oh my God. All right, so I do have a question.
Yeah,
who do you think would have made like the perfect couple but did not end up like talking or hooking up?
I had a thought pop in, but then I'm like, but he just wasn't ready to settle down. But I honestly think that
Alex and Megan
Megan would have been better for him. He needs a more quiet girl. Like
I don't know
to be attracting all the attention on vacation, so that would
maybe Courtney and Trey.
Yes.
You don't really get them to Trey very well. So it's hard to say.
Right. I think Hannah and the captain of the boat.
Hannah and Captain Blow. Captain Blow. Captain Blower. Captain Blowhard.
Oh, boy.
Bryce and Megan might have been good.
I think that Bryce and Megan, I don't understand why she didn't, go after that. I think that she was so scarred from Alex that she, because she wanted to for 5 seconds,
yeah,
but then she backed out of it.
I think her self-esteem was just like, nope,
yeah,
I've already been chosen second once, so I'm not doing it again.
Right.
But I think Bryce
would have
went
for
her.
Choose anyone at all. He didn't go after or anyone. Him,
Just
Trey.
Elise.
Forgot about Bryce.
Right.
Bryce was in the Trey realm, right, where he doesn't really get a chance after his first try for Elise.
Yeah.
Right. This one was kind of like not as dramatic as like the past ones, I feel. I mean, the amount of kissing, like spending of money, like last season they got down to zero.
Right.
So,
yeah I mean there's
yeah.
definitely been seasons where like people are banging.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So nobody
percent,
want any
but...
money. I mean, well, you know they're getting paid to be on the show, so
well, they
not
always
walking
like
away
they
in
win
it. They always
money
throw
because
something
they
back,
can
right?
yeah they
They
can
make a
gain it
point.
back.
They just kick out the bad apples and then throw some money back. They figure out how to do it.
Well, I can't believe
how
Louis didn't
bad would
kick
the show
out
suck
Lee.
If there's no prize at the end?
Yeah, I think that Louis should have gotten kicked out, to be completely honest. I don't know why they kept saying, well, I feel like he's learned from this. I'm like, no, he hasn't. He
He's
messed
gonna do
around
the
like
same
twice
damn
on
thing.
Christine. I know. Well, and Christine, shame on you for trusting him after he made out with somebody else and then
And
touched somebody
lied to you
else's
about it.
boobs. Right, twice. Both times. You think that that's gonna change in real life? No.
Okay,
Absolutely not.
Once
I'm
a
gonna
player,
throw you
always a
guys.
player.
I'm going to throw you guys a double standard real quick.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
And see how you feel about this. Just based on what the ages were, I think Christine was 26, 27, 28 range, right?
26.
26. Louis 22. I don't have an issue with those ages, but I do think that women mature faster than men.
Well, they do.
So like for her to be 26 and be with a 22-year-old boy, like immediately in my mind is like, that's not even possible.
No.
Like, am I wrong? Am I double standarding? Because if it was a guy and a girl, I'd be like, that would make sense. But like, I just feel like women do mature faster.
Oh, and Lewis is only 20. So there's 6 years.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's,
20.
yeah.
He's like a child. She could take him.
He hasn't sown his wild oats yet. So
she's
no.
got to go buy him like his school clothes.
Well,
yeah,
was
like
he 20, drinking on
21,
the show?
And 22.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was drinking on the show. Is that legal?
Probably in the UK. I don't know where they filmed.
I don't think they were in the U.S., so probably.
Yeah, no, they were in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah, then I think 18 is the age limit there, so.
All right, just making sure, you know.
Yeah, so you figure when the show was filmed, he might even have been 19, right? And she's, like, 25. It's like.
Right.
That's cringy. Why would you date a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, like, that's what I was thinking the whole show. I'm like,
well, why would they put a
I don't even
teenager on
understand.
The show?
I'm like, I don't even
For
understand why she
drama.
Thinks this is going to work out, right?
Well, that was her first mistake. Yeah. I mean, just after watching him be the Mr. Player, that should have been red flag number one.
Right. The whole entire thing.
How old was Trey?
Trey was 22. So,
he's
I mean,
too
they were
young
pretty.
Too. Oh, he's young
I think
too.
Height wise, like him and Christine would have been like a striking couple, but like he's too young too for her, really. She had to go for Alex, but I think Alex is shorter than her. She's
tall
6'1". Alex looks like he's short. He looks like he's like 5'9".
He is taller than that.
Is he?
My man isn't short.
He looks short compared to all the other dudes, but they might
you
all just
look
be
short.
Super tall.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, I am short. I'm like 5'10".
He's 6 foot.
He is 6 foot.
See?
Okay. Then the other dudes are like all basketball stars. I know that Louis is tall because Christine's 6'1" and he's taller than her. So that, yeah. And Trey looked like he was taller.
I don't understand why you know how tall Christine is and no one else. Like, you're upset.
Because
with
I was shocked by it in the beginning. I'm like, this chick's beautiful. Then I'm like, oh, she's taller than me. I would look like a joke. Can't do it.
So you wouldn't date a taller girl?
I wouldn't date someone taller than me, no.
So,
see, I'm kind of the same way. I wouldn't date a guy who was shorter than me. I don't know what the deal is. It's just, I can't know.
Louis is actually shorter than her.
He is?
5'11".
Damn, so he's like my height. So it would be the same.
Oh, so she'd be okay with it. Oh, yeah.
She would, but I couldn't. Like,
hey,
what if she puts on heels?
Call Ben.
What if she puts on heels? I can't even reach her mouth. I'd have to stand on a box for kissing.
I don't need visuals.
No. No. Pretty gross. I mean, we already have the only reason why he wants to meet her, let's be honest. Hold, please. I have to go grab a prop.
Grab a what?
A truck. Is that what she say?
I have no idea.
I thought she said she had to go grab a truck.
This is the only reason why he
Oh,
wants to meet Christine.
a
no,
prop.
dude, that was actually disturbing. I don't even want to know about that.
I was impressed. I'm sorry. That impressed the hell out of me.
She held up a banana, by the way, for the people on the like, because Christine deep throated a banana. Like, I'm talking like she didn't take a half a second. This shit
The
went straight
whole
down her
thing.
throat. If she had dropped it, she would have died. Thank God
And
she
that's
had a
why you
grip
want to
on
meet her. Let's be
it. I did not
realistic.
say that I wanted to meet her. I said she's pretty. There's a
Oh,
difference. I definitely
I
don't want to
don't
meet her because, I mean, I'd meet her to say hi. I definitely wouldn't like, she's too young for me.
Is she?
Yes. I am old.
Whatever,
You
Ben,
can't
you
say
like
that.
younger people.
Right. I mean, my dad was 54 when he had me. My mom was 31. So,
So your
age
dad's a
ain't nothing
player.
but a number.
Your dad was a player out there
Oh, yeah,
getting
probably.
robbing that cradle.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Nice. So there's hope for me.
Know, there's hope for you.
Nice.
Yeah, you just got to find a sugar mama.
You just need
You
to
guys,
make it work
I'll
with your
post.
our lawyer friend.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like me like that.
Super smart, very pretty.
Does she listen to this
Intimidates the
podcast?
hell out of
She's
Ben.
been in the podcast
Oh, of
several
course
times.
it does. Yeah.
No, she's actually been on our show several times.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
How many? Two. Well, two, right? We had two
Twice, yeah.
episodes.
Casey Anthony and
Molly Tibbetts, right? Yeah, Molly
yeah.
Tibbetts.
What do you just sit and blush the whole entire time she talks,
I
Ben?
really, it's hard for me to ask questions when she's there. So
He's
basically,
silent. It's just she and I having
her
a
and me
conversation
talking.
pretty much the whole
I
time.
believe it.
So.
He's through. Oh, Ben. Oh, Ben. Too much.
All right, what
Too
else
hot to
happened?
handle.
What else happened? Nothing, right? Too hot to
Nothing. That
handle.
was it.
It was a quick
That was
wrap.
pretty
Like
much
they
it. It
just
was
came
pretty
in, they kicked
boring.
out a couple people, and they're like,
Yeah.
"You win." And then she's like, "Let me give money to this person." And then Alex sits there looking really sad because I think he wanted some of that money. Well,
You're
he's getting
obsessed
the
with
girl,
that.
so
Right. You got the girl that got 50 grand.
he got the girl
Sure,
for
she
6 months.
spent some
You know, she didn't give him any of that cash.
of it. Yeah. Well, I mean, what is it? They pretty much only get like 27,000 of that because they have to pay taxes on it. So
Yeah.
it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's really not a lot of money by the end of it.
No, it's not. Yeah, unfortunately, that becomes their income for the year. So, well, I mean, I guess it depends.
Where's Dre from?
I think Dre is from Atlanta.
Okay.
The
So let's say like
ATL.
that
Yeah.
money's not gonna really even impact his family too much either. It's such a small
Well, I
thing.
guarantee that he didn't spend it on his family. Let's be realistic.
I mean, I don't think he did.
I hope he did for his family's sake.
Mandy's in love with Dre and the idea that he's a philanthropist.
I guess
But
my thing is that if you're going to sit there on national TV and say that you're going to spend it on your family, you better at least give your family $10 for lunch.
know where that money was by the end of 6 month period. Know where that money was?
A G-string.
In the sweaty ass crack of a hooker. Yes, up in a G-string.
Was talking about like what, threesomes and I don't know.
Well, you know,
Yeah,
being
I
on
don't
the
know.
show, I'm sure girls were like flocking to him because, you know, he just pocketed 50 grand and was on a TV show. So,
Right.
yeah, I don't
You
know
know how
why he's
some of
so
those
unattractive
groupies are.
because, in all honesty, like Dre is chiseled, but he's just not good looking.
No,
No, he's not.
he's
He's got a nice, he's,
stoppy.
it's like the butter face, you know?
Yeah. I know. I think it's when he talks too. Like, he's like,
He's just goofy.
Dre's goofy, right? Like, he doesn't. Like, I know Mandy said he was an intellectual, and like, I don't see it. I feel like he never said a sentence that made any sense to me, unless he's just way above me and I can't get it. I
Well,
don't know.
he was better than Hunter, so.
Oh yeah, Hunter was dumb as fuck. Dre is like Einstein compared to Hunter. I'll give you that.
Oh
But
my God.
Dre is not as smart as like Alex.
No,
Even
Alex held
Louis, like
himself very
Louis was
well.
smarter, but Louis is young and doing his thing.
I think
So
Louis has the potential to be a very good guy if he would just get his head out of his
I think he
ass.
will be. I just think at 20 years old, like
Right.
he's good. Look, at 20 years old, I don't think there's any chance that if like Lindsay's sitting in front of me and says, "Hey, you want to feel my boobs?" that I'm gonna say no. So I mean, I get it, but like, it just made him look real bad. He's got to, you got to stop and be like, "But I'm on TV, and I'm supposed to be with this other lady." You know what I mean? Like, but like at 20 years old, not a lot of people aren't grabbing those boobs. I mean, I think Mandy would have grabbed him at 20 years old.
She's not my type.
She doesn't need to be. Did you see the boobs? She's your type today.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
Speaking of men mature much slower than women,
yes.
because
Ben is a prime
Ben's acting,
example.
yeah, Ben's acting like a 5-year-old and he's like 90. So.
Damn. I didn't realize I hit 90, man. I forgot to have a birthday party. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, so did we
Congratulations.
wrap up everything for season 5 of Too Hot to
I
Handle?
think we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as far as like the rest of the relationships, were there any more? We decided they all broke up, right? Nobody's together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No
we
one's
don't
together. Gee, what
because
a
we're not
show
working.
figure. So we got to figure out what we want to do next. Do we want to jump on the Golden Bachelor bandwagon, or do
Hang
we
on just a
want
second.
to?
Let's end this one real quick. Ben, you want to take us out?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us for the exciting conclusion of our Too Hot to Handle season 5 episode, where we discuss Elise winning and doing some stupid shit by not giving Alex money, which I think we all agreed
No.
on at this point. You can join us on 3dabizpodcast.com, where we have access to all of our platforms.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week with I Have No Idea What.
Great. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
If you are looking for love, I recommend you go on Love Island, find someone fit, and whatever you do, don't you get the ick. On Too Hot to Handle, you're bound to find a man, and even if you don't, I'm sure you'll get a tan. And though Big Brother's watching, they say that love is blind. And on Married at First Sight, it happens all the time. These problems are universal, they happen to every life. And you'll even find that farmer needs a wife. But what has happened to love? Is it all popularity? If we're going to win the circle, we better learn the tea. Bachelor this and bachelorette that. If we go on Sexy Beasts, we could be a cat. From Ekansu to Davide, it ain't trash, it's reality. So come with us, it'll be okay, and get a dose of reality TV.